off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. The Morehead State women's basketball team is back on the road in the Music City today, trying to avoid its first three-game losing skid since the first three games of this season, as the Eagles take on the Tigers of Tennessee State. Good morning, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis alongside my partner Matt Schabert at the Gentry Center in Nashville. MSU women are off to their best start in OVC play since the 2009-10 campaign. Then the league's first-place team, Southern Indiana, halted MSU's four-game winning streak. And this past Saturday, the Eagles dropped a seesaw 65-59 struggle to Western Illinois. Despite that speed bump, MSU still sits alone in fourth place in the OVC standings. And today they'll be facing a TSU crew that's dealing with a three-game slide of its own, and that's won only two of its eight conference games this winter. But the Tigers present plenty of challenges, leading the league in forced turnovers and steals. Stick around. We'll talk with Eagle coach Kayla Petrie after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Welcome back to the Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee, as Morehead State gets set to take on the Tigers of Tennessee State in women's OVC action. Joined now by MSU coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, you come into this game 5-3 in conference play, all alone in fourth place, which at this point would get you a first round bye in the OVC tournament, but still a lot of basketball to be played. I've got to think you're happy with the position you're in, though, right now.
That's a terrible question to ask a coach that's on a two-game slide. But, you know, like we were talking about, there's so much parity in the league. I think at our best, I think we can compete with and beat anybody on any given night. But also, there's so much depth in the league, I think we could lose to anyone. Like, there are no easy nights, there are no days off, and what our focus is with our young team, our new team, is to develop consistency in who we are, in what we value, in what we do, and you know, those things are relentless effort. We want to defend at a high level. We want to run the floor. We want to rebound. And the good thing is all those things travel, and the offense will come to us. But today is no easy task. You know, like I told them, today is very much a trap game. You know, you roll into Southern Indiana and they're first place, and you're excited and you're ready to play, or you play Tennessee Tech and they're the defending tournament champion and NCAA tournament team. Well, the opposite of that is true. You look at the standings and you see ninth place for Tennessee State. But here's the deal. They've beaten Little Rock, and every one of their games has been super, super close. They score in the 80s on the regular. They defend, high athleticism. You know, they have the ability to just score in bunches. If you remember, at our place, we were up, I don't know, maybe 20, 24, and they went off and had like a 28-point fourth quarter. You know, that press and their ability to shoot threes and get to the rim lets them score. I mean, just a few games ago, they were playing Tennessee Tech and were down 24 at the start of the fourth quarter. And at the end of the fourth quarter, it was 17 seconds to determine the ball game. So by no means is today something we're taking lightly. We definitely have to come to play this morning, right?
Yep.
Another morning game. You've had a few of them, but yeah, a little bit different.
I love kids' games, yeah, by the way. Yeah. You know, get a little Baby Shark, get a little Disney. Yep. You know, the Disney, the movies, the soundtracks are changing. Like, I used to know all the songs they play. I've got my nieces and nephews and kids I used to babysit and stuff. They've gotten older, so I'm not hip to the current kids bop. I got to catch up. So these kids' game. They keep me young, right? Mm-hmm. Keep me in the loop.
Yep. I guess one more thing about this game specifically. Tennessee State, really, it starts with defense for them, that relentless pressure. And you talked about it was actually 33 points they hung on you in the fourth quarter in Moorhead. But
golly, was it that bad?
It was 33.
What did I say, 28?
28, 25, I think is what you said. But yeah.
Thanks for making it a little worse. Golly. Well,
but you handled it. I mean, you came out on top. But is that really key, number one, just handling that pressure and staying patient and in the flow and keep your poise?
I would say you're absolutely right. I would say 65-70%, and that's just me spitballing a number. That's not synergy analytics. I would say come off of live ball turnovers or them running in transition. And so if we can do two things, if we can not turn the ball over, if we can not force layups over their length and their size and or over two people and not get those run outs where that they can go score in transition, that helps us control the tempo. So like you said, point number one. And then in the half court, St. Andre and Parker, both those, they can flat out go. They have I think their pull-up jumpers are equivalent of those girls in the Power Five. Like, you know, they're so athletic and so long. But that 1-2 dribble pull-up to be able to be going downhill and then stop and control and elevate up over somebody, it's big time, and it's both of their shots. You know, St. Andre is averaging, what, 20? And Parker's 15. Yeah. And so
St. Andre, 25 per game over the last five.
Yeah, she had 37 the other night.
Yep.
My goodness.
Well, you got your hands full today, but wish you the best of luck.
In light of the Disney kids, Hakuna Matata.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Coach Caleb Petrie, more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Moorhead State and Tennessee State getting set to face off on an Education Day matinee game here in the Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Tom Lewis and Matt Schabert with you. Let's take a closer look at these two teams and specifically the starting lineups for today. We'll start with the homestanding Tigers of TSU. They're 5-13 on the year, 2-6 in OVC competition. Tigers have lost three straight, including a tough 71-67 defeat at Eastern Illinois Saturday in their last outing. They'll start three guards and two forwards today. Caitlin Anderson will be the point guard, a 5'6 grad student from Jefferson City, Missouri, transferred in from Indiana State. She's averaging a tick over 8.2 points, along with three rebounds and three assists a game. Sanaya Parker, one of the other guards, a 5'9 junior from Huntsville, Alabama, 10.5 points, five rebounds a game. Sanaa St. Andre, the third guard and the leading scorer on this TSU roster, candidate for first-team All-OVC. She's a senior from Oakdale, Louisiana, transferred from Kansas City, averaging 15 points, 2.5 boards, and two steals a game. Over the last five games, she's averaging 25 points a game. Lyric Cole and Ebony Williams, the two forwards. Cole, a 6-foot junior, transfer from Austin Peay out of Memphis, Tennessee. 6.5 markers, 6 caroms a game. And Williams, a 6-foot grad student from Hoover, Alabama. She transferred from Chattanooga. She's averaging 8 points and about 4.5 rebounds a game. Coach Ty Evans is in his fourth season at the TSU helm, where he's 28-72. Moorhead State off to a 10-9 start, a 5-3 OVC ledger after a seesaw 65-59 loss to Western Illinois Saturday. It's the first time the Eagles have lost back-to-back games since games 2 and 3 of this season. Today's lineup, three guards, two forwards. The point guard, Katie Novick, a 5'9 freshman out of Grodno, Belarus. 11.2 points, 4.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and just under 2 steals a game on the average. Veronica Charles, the two guard, a 5'4 senior out of Otukpo, Nigeria. averaging 12.5 markers, 3.5 rebounds, 4.3 assists, and 2.3 steals a game. Skylar Barnes, the third guard, a 5'9 junior from Lancaster, Texas. She checks in, averaging 6.3 points and 3.2 caroms a game. The Forbes forwards are Haley Rhodes and Blessing King. Rhodes, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, averaging just a little under 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. And King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 5.7 points, and she's been a human vacuum cleaner on the boards, averaging 9.9 rebounds a game, and she's fifth in the nation in offensive rebounding. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm, 22-56 during that span. MSU is 40-31 all-time against TSU. The Eagles won the first meeting this season in Moorhead back on January 6th by a tally of 86-79. The officials today are Ryan Durham, Jessica Christopher, and Brian McCollum. We'll take one more break and come back and look at our keys to the game and get set for tip-off after this here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Well, the shot clock went off.
Back at the Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Morehead State's women's basketball team getting set to take on the Tigers of Tennessee State in matinee OVC basketball. Tom Lewis joined now by my partner for the day, Matt Schabert. Matt, good to be alongside with you.
Yeah, once again, Tom, it's a good day here. Early morning game, well, maybe a lunchtime game for those of us in the Eastern time zone. But
11 o'clock here in the Central time zone in the Music City. Could have used another cup of coffee, but no sense in complaining about it now. Let's take a look at some keys for this game. For Morehead State, when you look back at the first meeting when Morehead State came out on top, it was a lot about flipping the script, and in particular with transition opportunities.
Yeah, for Morehead State, need to get out. TSU is going to probably cause a lot of turnovers, but on the other end of the floor, they're going to turn it over quite a bit. And Morehead State needs to take advantage, get down the floor, get easy baskets, maybe transition three-pointers, things like that, to try to bump that score up a little more.
Then I think controlling the glass is something the Eagles have done pretty well most of the year. First time these two teams met, plus 12 on the boards. But even though this TSU team is not that great overall as a rebounding team, they're really solid on the offensive glass.
They will, and so that's going to be a key for Blessing King to try to take that away. She would be a good example of that. But TSU is going to try to get those second chance points. They don't shoot it very well from outside at all, really. So they rely mostly on offensive rebounds, putbacks, and things like that, extra possessions.
And a couple other keys we could talk about, but we'll kind of leave it off with the sky is the limit. Skylar Barnes has been quiet the last couple of games, but she's been key when Morehead State's been successful.
Yeah, I think we looked at every time she scores more than 8 points in a game. I know that's not a ton, but the Eagles have won those conference games. Every time she's been held down, they have lost. She comes off as a great player starting here today, and let's see what she can do.
Players are on the floor. We're ready for tip-off. Ball in the air, and TSU will have the first possession of the afternoon. Caitlin Anderson fields and gets it to Ebony Williams. Now right point to Sanaya Parker, to the flashing Sanaa St. Andre in the lane. Turnaround jumper from about 12 rattles home. And St. Andre picks up right where she's left off of late, gets the Tigers the early 2-0 lead. Katie Novick across midcourt, handles the defensive pressure just fine. Goes left side to Barnes, right back out to Novick near the left hash to Charles. Jumper from the free throw line off to the right, but Blessing King already an offensive rebound. Gets it to Charles, now to Novick. She'll drive into the lane. Tried to get it to King, couldn't handle. Gets it out to Barnes, to Charles. She'll drive right angle. Shot attempt is blocked away. King comes up with it, five to shoot. It's out to Novick, three-pointer left wing, right on the money.
Great poise for Morehead State. Keep the ball alive and that second chance opportunity.
3-2 Eagles, and a whistle and a foul call on the floor on the other end. It'll go against Katie Novick.
Yeah, Novick wasn't quick enough and bumped. It was either St. Andrew or Anderson was going in on the drive.
Non-shooting foul, so the Tigers will inbound baseline to our left. Tried to float it into Cole, but it's deflected away by Morehead State, and then Tennessee State will return the favor and deflect the ball out of bounds. It was Ebony Williams anticipating. Morehead State will keep it as Paris McBride checks in quickly, and Katie Novick to the bench. McBride, a 5'6 redshirt junior from Richmond, Virginia, North Carolina Central transfer. She'll take the pass from Veronica Charles, work it up the left side, tries to dribble out of a double team, comes to the right. Gets it ahead to Skylar Barnes in the front court. Back out to McBride, to Barnes on the right wing. Bounce pass out top to Charles, swings it around left hash to McBride. Pounds the right-handed dribble. Now tries the quick pass cross court, picked off by St. Andre. She streaks the other way. Uncontested layup, 4 points for St. Andre, four for TSU, and the Tigers lead 4-3. Charles, out of a double team, able to get it to Blessing King near the right sideline in the front court. Back out to Paris McBride. Eagles will settle it down now. Charles floats to the left. Goes down to the corner to Skylar Barnes. Back out to Charles. 2-3 zone being flashed, or 2-2-1. Now McBride, three-point try right wing, rattles off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Parker. She'll bring it ahead herself. Finds the cutting Caitlin Anderson underneath, and she'll hit the reverse layup. Puts TSU up 6-3. Breakdown on low post defense for the Eagles there to give that one up. Charles weaves through defenders into the front court for Morehead State. Now Barnes near the left hash. Out to Charles at the apex of the arc. Around to the right wing, now to McBride. One dribble to King, works right baseline, kicks it cross court to Charles, tries to drive the angle, kicks to Barnes, straightaway three, banks it home. 6-5 Tigers, make it 6-6.
I don't know if y'all know this, but I've been living right. That's what that was.
Hey, Hope Petrie comes over. She's been living right off of that one. That was a... We'll see a lot of bank shots, but why not? Yep. Let's use the glass more often.
Exactly, if it works. Yeah. Blessing King does it well on free throws. Another defensive breakdown as Cole gets loose and lays it in.
Just breaking down the zone, really, right there.
Yep. Eagles handle the pressure, get it into the front court. Skylar Barnes drives left side, gets cut off, and her pass out back out top is deflected and taken away easily by Ebony Williams. TSU will slow things up as they cross midcourt.
TSU's going to get a lot of turnovers, but don't give them more than they would take, if you will.
Yep. Limit the transition opportunities, which the Eagles did right here. Williams in the lane, puts it up between defenders, no good, put back no good by Cole, but she's fouled on the put back try, and she'll get free throws. Barnes is called for the personal. That's her first. And I believe the first of the quarter on the Eagles. Make it the second, excuse me. Novick had picked up an earlier one.
Four-player switch there for Morehead State.
Novick, Soderlund, Hall, and Jaden Rhodes will join Veronica Charles on the floor for the Eagles as Cole goes to the line, hits the first of two.
I could hear Coach Petrie there. Not necessarily they were going to make those switch anyway, but she's picking on somebody over there. Zero box out. Zero and yep. So got a box out.
Cole, a 70% free throw shooter, rolls the second home and puts Tennessee State up by four. Full court pressure. Ahead to Soderlund. She'll dribble across the division line and then backs it back out. Gets it to Novick, around to Charles. Jab step. Drives into the lane area. Gets it off to Novick. hesitates, puts it up, rims in and out, no good. Jaden Rhodes tapped the ball, but right into the hands of Zion Shannon on the floor now for the Tigers. Entry pass deflected away, and another turnover against TSU. Hall with the steal, got it to Charles. On the other inbounds pass attempt to Jaden Rhodes is taken away.
Morehead State's playing TSU's game. It's too frantic right now.
Yeah.
When you get in there and you just get helter-skelter, you've got to slow down or you will get those turnovers.
St. Andre slides to the point with Caitlin Anderson on the bench. Gets it off to Shannon. Pull-up jumper from 18, right wing, no good, but the long offensive rebound caroms out to Cole around the free throw line. Gets it to Shannon. Off to Kennedy Davis. Pull-up jumper, no good, right side, and a foul on the rebound attempt. That will go against Morehead State's Jaden Rhodes. Her first and the team's third of the quarter. Jaden will check out and replace in place of her twin sister, Haley Rhodes.
That chewing gum, Tom, that they just laid on the table in front of one of the TSU players.
One of the TSU players checked in, thought they had to check in with us. We appreciate the hospitality, but don't particularly like the chewing gum. Zion Shannon around to the left wing now to St. Andre. Holds the ball over her head. Now floats it left elbow to Davis. Back out to Shannon. 18-foot jumper is good. And it's the biggest lead of the day so far for the Tigers, 12-6. Under 5 minutes to play first quarter. We'll have a media timeout at our next dead ball. Haley Rhodes drives in against Cole. Cole will be called for the foul. And that will take us to the media timeout for Lyric Cole. That's foul number one, first of the quarter on the Tigers. And as we go to our break, it's 4:50 to play. First quarter, 12-6, Tennessee State over Morehead State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hint Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. Hillshire all-natural lunch meats are just $4.49 a pack. Sargento shredded or sliced cheese is only $3. And speaking of just $3, the 16-ounce can of Pillsbury Grands biscuits is also only $3. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
At the Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee, 12-6. Tennessee State leads Morehead State in the early going. Tom Lewis and Matt Schabert. Matt, we said in our keys to the game that controlling the glass would be important. So far, it's advantage Tennessee State.
Yeah, Whitaker Bank by the numbers. 5-1 on rebounds for Tennessee State. Morehead State with over 5 minutes. One rebound. That was an offensive rebound by Blessing King that didn't turn anything. Also, we talked about fast break points. TSU was 4, Morehead State was 0 so far, and also points in the paint. TSU taking advantage, playing their game 8-0, points in the paint.
So Tennessee State asserting its will here in the early going. The fast break points, when these two teams met in Morehead couple few weeks ago, it was 28-9 advantage Morehead State in fast break points. But as Matt said, it's so far 4-0 Tennessee State on the break. Eagle basketball, Novick out high right to Charles, gets it to Soderlin, catch and shoot three off the heel of the iron, no good, but the long rebound caroms to Novick. She'll hand it off to Charles, rotates around the top of the arc, gets it to Soderlin, right back to Charles. High left to Novick, tries to penetrate, a lot of contact and an offensive foul on Novick. That's number two on her, and number four of the quarter on the Eagles. The Eagle freshman point guard has done a lot of things well this season, but she has been very prone to foul trouble. St. Andre with the basketball, offensive NTSU, gives it to the curling diamond cannon. Out to Zion Shannon, skip pass left side now to St. Andre. Pounds the dribble, tried to get it underneath to Cole, but deflected away by Haley Rhodes to Blessing King. Fast break, and Soderlin gets down the court to lay it up and in for Morehead State and make it a 12-8 TSU lead. Soderlin had 24 points against Davis and Elkins, came in with only 14 points total in the last nine games combined, but two big ones right there.
Got an offensive foul on TSU on a loose ball over there, and a good job by Veronica Charles to draw that. I don't know if they'll give her a steal, but probably should deserve it there.
That foul, everyone, Kennedy Davis, her first, number two of the quarter on TSU. Eagles inbound, sideline, far side, comes into Charles. Across midcourt, near side to Soderlin, tries another three across the top of the rim, no good. Rhodes with the putback try, no good, tries it again, no good. And the rebound now to TSU. Here come the Tigers. Eagles get back nicely defensively, though. Out to St. Andre, she'll pull it back out near the logo to reset. Left side to Sanaya Parker, out top to Shannon, gets it into the lane to Ebony Williams. Her shot blocked by Blessing King, and King comes up with the basketball. Off to Charles, up the far sideline, into the offensive end to our right. Rotates back out to the top of the key and gets it to Melissa Secchiaroli on the floor for the first time today for the Eagles. To Soderlin, cross court to Charles, catch and shoot three-pointer, no good. Rebound tapped right back out to Charles. It's at the Haley Rhodes at the free throw line, drives the lane, and another offensive foul on the Eagles. For Haley Rhodes, that will be personal foul number one, and the fifth of the quarter on MSU. Offensive foul, so no free throws on the bonus. Caitlin Anderson checks back in for TSU, replacing Zion Shannon. Anderson will take the inbound pass and comes across the TSU logo into the front court. To St. Andre, out to Parker. Now Caitlin Anderson, high left, trying to get it to the flashing Jordan Akins, who had to track it down, and now she's taken to the floor. Veronica Charles comes up with a steal. To Soderlin, ahead to Blessing King. Her layup attempt no good as Sanaya Parker got back and blocked it out of bounds. Good transition defense that time by TSU. Eagles to inbound baseline. Secchiaroli into King. Out to Charles at the left hash. To Soderlin, swings it around the horn to Haley Rhodes. Holds the basketball. Puts it down with the left hand and gets it to Secchiaroli on the right wing. Hands it off to Charles there. Swings it into the top of the key. Over to Soderlin. Three-pointer off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound to Anderson. Ahead to Parker. Cross court to Sanaa. St. Andre air ball on the three-point try, but the rebound to Parker, to Anderson, back out to St. Andre. Shot clock reset to 20. It shouldn't have. Akins out top to St. Andre. Far side to Anderson. Entry pass to Williams is taken away by Morehead State. Here comes Charles. Secchiaroli, high right, gets it inside to King. Goes to work, puts it up, got it to go.
Had to be patient there, Tom, as she probably would have got blocked the first time, did a little head fake, took a dribble, displaced the defensive player and got it off the glass for two.
Had a little bit of a height advantage as she was matched up against the 5'6 Anderson. Parker drives left side of the lane, floater off the front of the iron, won't go. King, another rebound for Morehead State. To Charles, quickly ahead to Secchiaroli, who lays it up and in. Give Morehead State two more fast break points. We're tied, and TSU wants a timeout. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Nice
That's
little run
how you're
for
gonna
MSU.
Beat TSU is those quick fast break points, but finish them too. That's twice there's been fast break opportunities and finish the layup on the other end of the floor, on the offensive end of
Not
the floor.
Not the usual suspects you would think would be finishing on the other end. Soderlund and Secchiaroli.
Right. But good passes, good lead passes by Charles. Both of them, I believe.
Yeah. So the Eagles, as we go inside, the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank, 5 of 15 from the floor so far, 33%. 2 of 7 from outside the arc, 28.6%. Tennessee State, 5 of 11 overall, 45.5%. And the Tigers have missed their only three-point try.
Look at the rebounding totals, Tom. It's now 8-8.
Was 5-1 early. 8-8 and 12-12 on the scoreboard.
Haley Rhodes with 4 of those rebounds.
Wow.
2 of them were on offensive putbacks, however.
Tiger basketball. Williams in the lane, kicks it out to Zion Shannon, goes up and under, lays it off the glass and through. Nice offensive move there by Zion. Eagles quickly the other way. Barnes will try a layup, way too strong, and it looks like Morehead State's picking up a foul on the rebound try. That will go against Haley Rhodes going over the back, and that will result
second.
In Tiger free throws. It is number 2 on Haley, and she'll be replaced by Michaela Hall. Ball, a 6'1 junior out of Lawton, Oklahoma. Came to MSU by way of Barton Community College in Kansas.
Well, actually, Rhodes stayed in. That was King that came out.
Yeah, interesting. Shannon's first free throw on the money. Shannon 5 points now today. This is her first trip to the free throw line. She's 73% on the year. Second one rattles in and out. Hall the rebound, gets it to Charles. She'll work it up the far sideline, across the division line. Settles between the circles, keeps the right-handed dribble. Now passes to Soderlund on the right wing. Out top to Haley Rhodes near the TSU logo. Goes left side now to Barnes. Couple of dribbles out to Charles. 8 to shoot, 16 to play in the quarter. Charles to Barnes, catch and shoot left wing. 3, got it to rattle home. Just as the shot clock was about to expire. 15 all. Here comes TSU. 3 seconds left. Shot off the side of the backboard by Ebony Williams. Rebound to Soderlund in the first quarter. Will come to an end. 10 minutes in the books at the Gentry Center. We're no closer to deciding this one than when we started. It's 15-15. Morehead State and Tennessee State. Back with quarter number 2 after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We've played a quarter at the Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee, campus of Tennessee State University, and it's 15-15, Moorhead State and Tennessee State in women's OVC action. I'm Tom, he's Matt.
Matt? Or am I Tom? I don't know. Or your Thom.
It's too early. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm Thom again. I was Tim at Southern Indiana. I'm
not sure how Thom they keep messing up these names.
You're the one who submits the information.
Well,
so,
I went back and looked. I did type Thom, T-O-M, so I'm not sure where they're...
Oh, my. I'm just happy to be here.
Right.
So far, kind of an up-and-down game. Eagles shooting 35% to 46% for Tennessee State. Eagles have turned it over five times, Tennessee State six.
Well, it was a good run at the end of the quarter. They're actually in about the last 5 minutes. It was a 9-3 run to finish that quarter and tie this game back up.
Eagle basketball as we start the second quarter. Charles, overhead pass out to Haley Rhodes around to Soderlund. A couple of bounces out to Charles. She'll back it out between the arc and the left hash. Keeps the dribble. Comes off of a little bit of a screen. Pull up three-pointer. Left point too strong. And the rebound to TSU. Here comes Shannon the other way. Kicks it near side to Sanaya Parker. Takes it into the lane. Floater off the glass. No good. Put back try by Williams. Won't go. And Hall clears the boards for Moorhead State. She'll hand it off to Charles to quickly come the other way. To Skylar Barnes. She'll pull up near the left hash, and Moorhead State will settle into its half-court offense. Now Rhodes left side. Pull-up jumper from 12. Got it.
I'd like to see Haley do more of that. She usually tries to drive in. Sometimes she gets an offensive foul, but she can shoot it.
Look good on that stroke, and Moorhead State on top 17-15. Into Williams. Turnaround jumper, free throw line. Swish. Seeing some nice-looking mid-range game on both ends here in the second quarter so far. Charles stops near the free throw line, kicks near or far side to Rhodes, to Soderlund, out to Charles, swings it to Barnes on the right wing. Back out to Charles, around to Haley Rhodes, left point to Soderlund, back to Charles, to Barnes, six on the shot clock. Rhodes' three-point try is an air ball short, and Anderson the rebound to Cole. Puts it up, no good. A lot of contact and a foul on Moorhead State will go against Skylar Barnes. It's one of those transition opportunities where TSU was able to get off a shot. Didn't get the basket, but will go to the line. TSU sends Shaquana Jackson and Sanaa St. Andre back onto the floor. Paris McBride checks back in for Moorhead State. Skylar Barnes to the bench.
70% or 71% free throw shooter here.
Cole made her first two, the first time to the line today. First one here rattles in and puts the Tigers back up 18-17. Kayla Petrie talking with Veronica Charles here on the near side. Cole sinks the second free throw. Again, some full court pressure. McBride bounce pass to Charles, still in the backcourt. Floats it across the timeline to Soderlund. She was in a trap. Threw it off of St. Andre out of bounds to avoid potential 5-second violation. So the Eagles will inbound near sideline. It comes into McBride. Gets it to Charles. High right. Out to Soderlund. She'll swing it near the left hash to McBride. McBride in that right knee brace. Goes down near the far corner to Haley Rhodes. She'll try to drive. Pull up over Lyric Cole. Off the glass and through. Nice strong play by Rhodes as the shot clock was ticking down. 19-19. TSU basketball. Zion Shannon drives, misses the left-handed layup, but Lyric Cole there for the putback.
There were two Tigers on the backside rebound, no Eagles that time.
Eagles have struggled on the defensive glass so far. Full court pressure results in a turnover. Tennessee State comes up with the steal at midcourt. St. Andre with the basketball. Gives it up far side. Pull-up jumper by Shannon, no good, but a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt.
You're going to get Paris McBride on undercut on the rebound. That is the right call there, Tom. She was in the wrong side position.
Number one on McBride. And a turnover as Blessing King comes up with the steal in the lane. Ahead to McBride, gets it to Soderlund. Fakes, drives left side. Pull-up jumper rattles in and out, no good. Shannon the rebound. She'll come quickly the other way up the left side. Cut off by McBride at the low block. Kicks it back out top to Parker. Floater from 14 straight away. Off to the left, and King another rebound for the Eagles. To Charles. She'll split the Tiger logo at midcourt. Gets it to McBride, high right. Out to Soderlund. Swings it around to Haley Rhodes outside the arc left side. One dribble to King in the lane. She'll drive. Lays it up. Too strong. No good. And the backside rebound to Cole. To Parker. Now out to St. Andre. And she'll stop in the center circle. Passes near side to Shannon. Back out to St. Andre. Floats over near us on the left side. Comes around a high screen. Now reverses course, pull-up jumper from 14, good. St. Andre is instant offense. And she makes it a 23-19 TSU lead. Charles able to dribble through defenders and break the press, gets it to McBride. To Haley Rhodes, drives right angle, lays it up and over a defender and gets it to roll home. Back to a two-point TSU advantage.
6 points, four rebounds for Rhodes now.
5:38 to play in quarter number two. Shannon drives in against Soderlund. Fadeaway jumper, good. Boy, it has been mid-range game almost exclusively for the Tigers here in the second quarter. They lead by four. Under 5.5 to play in the quarter. Paris McBride directs traffic for Morehead State. Bounce pass into the lane to King. Kicks to Soderlund. Catch and shoot three. Bottom of the net. Nicely done by the Eagles that trip. And a whistle and a foul as Veronica Charles was providing some extended defensive pressure and gets called for the personal. And that will take us to a media timeout. 5:09 remains in the first half here at the Gentry Center. And it's Morehead State up on Tennessee State, 27-25. We'll take a break and come back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Three-pointer. Missed it.
Well, I jumped the gun on the media timeout. I was too quick to get there, and Tennessee State missed a three-point try. Morehead State the rebound with the basketball. Sekiroli bounced pass to Hannah Hicks at the free throw line. Off to Charles. Open three-pointer. Right side. Got it. And it's a five-point Morehead State lead. 30-25. 4:13 to go.
Very quick 9-0 run for the Eagles.
Yep. Caitlin Anderson. Overhead pass out top to Parker. Drives into the lane. Floats it up off the glass. No good. Lyric Cole crashes in for the offensive rebound. Her putback too strong. And Hicks will clear it for the Eagles. Gets it to Charles up the left side and across midcourt. Over to McBride. Holds the ball on her left hip as she calls signals. Tried to get it to Sekiroli, but it's stolen by St. Andre. Uncontested layup at the other end. 30-27 now, Morehead State. And St. Andre now with 8 points. Paris McBride gets it across midcourt. A blocking foul will be called on St. Andre. And that will take us to our second quarter media timeout. 3:34 to play at the Gentry Center. It's Morehead State leading Tennessee State 30-27 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
.334 to play. Quarter number two at the Gentry Center, and it's a tie ball game. Morehead State and Tennessee State all square at 27. Tom Lewis along with Matt Schaber. Matt, what do you think so far?
I thought the Eagles were up 30-20 a minute ago, but I guess they credited it to the wrong team. But it's been a good game. It's been really back and forth. Morehead State doing just enough. A few too many turnovers again, but TSU also with, so both teams with seven turnovers. It's about like I thought it would go. I think the second half, probably the third quarter will be a good telling sign here as we head in close to halftime. And Morehead State can make a little run here to get ahead at halftime. Not turn it over down here as much in the last 3:34.
You know, on the season, cumulatively, the second quarter is the only quarter this season where Morehead State's opponents have outscored them. The Eagles have outscored their opponents cumulatively in the first, third, and fourth quarters of the year. Whitaker Bank inside the numbers. Tennessee State being led in scoring by St. Andre and Cole with 8. Shannon with 7. MSU has Barnes and Rhodes with 6 apiece. And Soderlund with 5. Eagle basketball as we resume. Charles takes a pass from Jaden Rhodes to Novick to McBride. Around to the right wing to Jaden Rhodes. Back out top to Charles. Over to Novick, catch and shoot three-pointer, air ball no good, rebound to Sanaya Parker. She'll come across midcourt for the Tigers herself, angles to the right elbow, gives it up to Williams, who fans it back out to Caitlin Anderson between the rings. To Parker, as it deflected away, Hannah Hicks almost came up with the steal, but couldn't quite corral it as she stepped on the baseline to our left. And we've got a foul on Morehead State's. Was that a foul?
No, I think they just redid the shot clock.
Okay,
to 30, took off 1 second.
Right.
No, 11.
Yeah,
okay,
11 on the shot clock. That's what the 1-1 was about. Lyric Cole takes the inbounds pass, gives it right back to Anderson, who triggered. She'll come around the top of the arc. Floats it over to St. Andre. Catch and shoot three. too strong, and the ricochet will go out of bounds in the far corner. Morehead State will get the ball back with 2:50 to play in the quarter. Checking in for MSU is Soderlund. She will replace Jaden Rhodes.
Good defensive effort by Morehead State. I think TSU not going to shoot a lot of threes. When they do, they don't hit them very good, so forcing them into a bad late shot clock three is not a bad thing.
Full court pressure handled by the Eagles. McBride gets it to Novick, over to Soderlund near the left hash. Couple of dribbles out between the rings to Charles, over to McBride, high right. To Soderlund, swings it around to Charles, fakes the shot. Out to Novick, now to McBride, drives right baseline, puts it up, rolls in and out. Rebound tapped and will go to the floor where it's picked up by Williams. Throws over the top to Saniah Parker. Her layup is challenged, no good. Hicks the rebound for Morehead State. Gives it to Charles, who will quickly cross midcourt to avoid any full court pressure. Out to McBride. To the curling Novick. Backs it out, gets it to Charles. Thought about the three, instead back to Novick straight away. Pulls up at the top of the key. Gives it to Soderlund, back to Novick. Left open for the three off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound tapped out to St. Andre, streaking the other way. Floater in the lane. Boom. Got it. Double digits now for St. Andre. 10 points, 5 of 7 from the floor. And it's 29-27 TSU. Dangerous diagonal pass to beat the press. Novick comes up with the basketball for Morehead State. Gets it back out to McBride. Minute and a half to go in the quarter, 17 to shoot. Charles fakes the drive out to McBride, around to Novick on the left wing. Cut off on the left side, out to McBride. Three-pointer for Charles, too short. Rebound to Parker. She'll dribble ahead herself. Finds St. Andre wide open, cutting along the left side. She lays it up and in, and it's a four-point Tiger lead. Again, full court pressure. Charles beats it, and a whistle and a foul as Zion Shannon was trying to crash in for the steal. Or is that St. Andre?
St. Andre,
yep,
on
St.
the
Andre.
Foul.
That's number
second.
Two on her. That was at about mid-court. It sent Paris McBride to the floor, and she's a little slow to get up. She'll check out. Eagles have Seki, Aroli, King, Soderlund, Charles, and Novick on the floor. And they will inbound in the front court, far side. Charles to Soderlund, around to Seki Aroli on the right wing. Guarded closely out there. Now gets it up to Novick. Back to Seki Aroli. To Novick, top of the arc. Gets it off to Charles, 5 seconds to shoot. Now to Novick, right side three, too short, front of the iron, no. Floor rebound. Taken off by Akins. About a second and a half difference on the shot and game clock.
Close to a four-minute scoreless drought for Morehead State here.
14 to shoot as St. Andre, or make that Zion Shannon, handles the basketball, being harassed by Charles defensively. 5 to shoot. Out top to Nia Hicks. Back to Shannon. Three-point try, no good, but a shot clock violation. 1.9 seconds to play. Morehead State will have it. Try to come 94 feet into Seki Aroli. And she won't even try to get a shot off. And that will end the first half. 20 minutes in the books at the Gentry Center. And we'll go to halftime with Tennessee State leading Morehead State 31-27. We will take a break and come back with our halftime festivities after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Music City. And right now it's in a minor chord if you're a Moorhead State fan. It's 31-27, Tennessee State leading the Eagles of MSU at halftime in an OVC women's basketball matchup. Moorhead State's women playing early. It's like a day-night baseball doubleheader. The Eagle women playing early, and the MSU men will tip off later tonight at about 8 o'clock here at the Gentry Center. So Matt and I get to go back and take a little bit of a nap, I guess. Moorhead State definitely does not need a nap. They need to wake up a little bit.
They took a little bit of a nap in the last 4:22. We were talking in the break, and I looked. Moorhead State was doing well. They were up 27-24, had things going well. But the last 4:22, Moorhead State 0-for-4 from three-point range. Two of them didn't hit anything. And that was the only four shots that they took. Did not get any offensive rebounds or any extra possessions. And TSU took advantage there and had the 6-0 run to end the half.
Eagles are probably fortunate. It was only a 6-0 run. It could have been a lot worse. But a four-point deficit at halftime, certainly not something that the Eagles can't overcome. But if I'm not mistaken, MSU's women have not won a game this season when they trailed at halftime. You may want to double-check that, fact-check it, and make sure that's accurate. And I'm pretty sure Moorhead State's women are 0-for when trailing at halftime this season.
Actually won one game, 1-7. Still not a great record, but they did win one game. Okay.
Still a lot of time to go, and this is a Tennessee State team that they can kill you a lot defensively, but they tend to go on some long droughts of their own. So Moorhead State still with 20 minutes to try to get something done here. We'll take another break, come back with our MSU halftime segment, and then take a little closer look at your halftime numbers and scoring when we continue. Again, 31-27, your halftime score, TSU over MSU here on the Eagles Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Megan Boone, Director of the Center for Career Development and Experiential Education and Co-Director of Level Up. Megan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Samantha.
So can you tell anyone who's not familiar, what is Level Up at MSU?
Level Up Experience Your Future is a student success-focused initiative. It began in fall of 2021, so we're in our third year, and its goal really is to ensure that our graduates have experience in real-life career skills and that they develop some job attainment skills. So it's a twofold initiative. It occurs within major courses, so within a student's field of study. They develop one of five career skills to a professional level of mastery. And so those five career skills are skills that are in demand by employers and graduate programs.
Okay, and so how have faculty worked these into some of their curriculum? Can you give us examples?
Sure, it's a little bit different. So the courses have to be structured such that there is a hands-on experience is part of that. So that's either Ed Abroad, a service learning project, an internship, or some form of undergraduate research. So for example, we have a faculty teaching a creative dramatics class, and they're using service learning as their hands-on experience to develop professionalism. And those students are getting the opportunity to not only build a theater education related lesson plan, but then they did a workshop for elementary age, middle school age children in the local community and actually got to implement that lesson plan and try it out. So that would be one example.
And so when students graduate, having gone through one of these courses, how does the Level Up translate to what they walk away with?
Yeah, so the Level Up courses, the career skill is one component of it, and that's the component where they're developing the career skill. The second component is learning how to articulate or prove that they're developing the career skill. So they're also taught what's called the STAR method. It stands for situation, task, action, result. And it's a very structured way of proving that they've developed that skill. And so it comes from the human resources industry. So at the end, if the student reaches mastery in the career skill, plus they are able to prove that, then they earn this distinction. And I say all that to say that only about 30% of the students who are in a Level Up course actually earn that distinction. A distinction is the highest honor the university really bestows on students. So that distinction is going to show on their transcript. We really view Level Up as a resume builder for our students and a differentiating factor for our students, right? They're learning the theoretical concepts in their major, but this takes it a step farther and ensures that they have some hands-on experience within their major to point to. And then they can also talk about it.
And are employers giving feedback about these students?
Yes. So our employers, we are hearing very, very positive things from employers about our students' abilities to interview well, and then once they start the job, to really understand what it means to be a part of a team or to be a good oral communicator and all of the career skills that they're developing.
Sounds good. Megan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Megan Boone. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Moorhead State Public Radio.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Trailing, the Tennessee State Tigers 31-27. Let's take a quick look at some of your halftime numbers. Sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Eagles 11 of 31 shooting the ball, 35.5%, 5 of 16 from three-point range, 31.3%. Eagles have not shot a free throw all day. TSU 13 of 30, 43.3%, 0 of 3 from three-point land, and 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 83.3%. Plus 6 rebounding advantage for the Tigers through the first half, 22-16. 8 TSU turnovers, 7 by Morehead State. 24-8, the TSU advantage in points in the paint. That's a big difference. And fast break points, 12-4 advantage TSU. Tigers being led in scoring by Sanaa St. Andre. As usual, 12 points on 6 of 8 shooting. 8 points for Cole, 7 for Shannon. And 2 apiece for Anderson and Williams. For Morehead State, it's Barnes and Rhodes with 6 apiece to lead the way. 5 for Soderlund, 3 for Charles, 3 as well for Novick, and 2 for Blessing King. 31-27, TSU over Morehead State. We'll take one more break and come back with half number 2 after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
31-27, Tennessee State leading Morehead State at halftime in a women's OVC basketball showdown in Nashville, Tennessee. Before we start second half action, let's pause 10 seconds so stations can identify themselves here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead.
the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis with Matt Schabert. Matt, a sloppy end of the first half for Morehead State. Let's see if the Eagles can correct course here in half two.
Have a clean first start of the second half here.
Exactly. Tigers will have the basketball to start half number two. Anderson, pass into the near corner to our right to St. Andre. Her entry pass to Cole deflected away. A turnover on the Tigers. Charles comes the other way for Morehead State. All the way to the hole, lays it up and through.
You see Charles' eyes. She saw the opening. She's going to take it every time.
Just her fifth point of the day, but it cuts the TSU lead to two. Ebony Williams gets it to the low block to Cole. She'll go to work each game and puts it up off the glass and through. Back to a four-point advantage for TSU. Charles passes out of a double team to Barnes on the near sideline. Out top to Novick, around to Haley Rhodes outside the arc on the right wing. Into Novick in the lane, kicks it out to Charles. Thought about the three, instead passes out to Novick, around to Rhodes. Pull-up jumper, too strong from about 15, and Williams clears the boards for TSU. Gets it to Anderson up the right side into the front court. Rotates now over to the left side, gives it to the curling St. Andre. Try to get it to Williams, pass deflected away. Cole there to come up with it, missed the layup. Rebound to Morehead State's King, and she's tripped up down low, and a foul on Tennessee State.
I was just about to say, Tom, Blessing King has been held quiet on the rebounds today. That's just her third rebound, averaging close to 10.
Novick gets it across midcourt, but she's trapped near midcourt. Gets it to King, kicks it across to Charles, passes up the three, cut off trying to drive the angle, and she'll dribble back out top. Now to the left wing to Barnes. She'll try to drive the left angle. Scoops it up. It goes, and she's fouled. So Skylar Barnes moves to 8 points on the day. And as we said coming into this game, and it's not a huge stat, but when Barnes has scored eight or more points in OVC play, the Eagles are undefeated. Under eight, they have not won a game. So maybe that eight-point threshold bodes well for Morehead State. Barnes, free throw, too strong, but she got her own miss. Puts it back up, too strong on the putback try. Cole had the rebound momentarily, tapped out of her hands by King, out of bounds, and Tennessee State will have it from 94 feet. It will be Caitlin Anderson manning the point, splitting the TSU logo at midcourt. Gets it to Parker near the left hash, out to St. Andre. Guarded by Barnes. Bounce pass to Anderson. Into the near corner to Williams. Jumper near the baseline is good. 35-31 TSU. Now Barnes thought about the three. Instead passes out to Charles at the left hash. One-handed pass across to Novick on the right point. To Rhodes. Drives the right angle. Kicks to Barnes at the left elbow. She'll drive. Tries to put it up. Shot blocked by Parker, but Parker also got some body, and she'll be called for the personal. And it's Skylar Barnes headed back to the stripe for two. In the first meeting between these two teams, that was really Skylar Barnes' coming out party. That's the game where she had 25 points, 6 of 8 from three-point range in that game, and 6 rebounds. First free throw is good. Give her 9 points on the day. But Skylar coming off of a scoreless performance against Western Illinois in the last outing. That was the first time she'd been held scoreless since December 13th at Louisville. Misses the second free throw. Cole the rebound. She'll get it to Anderson up the near side into the front court. Settles down between the circles. Finds Parker at the free throw line. Down low to Cole. Splits defenders and lays it up and in. 37-32 advantage now for TSU. Charles around a defender, gets it to Novick. Hesitates, picks it up, tries to go cross court. It's deflected away and off of an Eagle out of bounds. Turnover
Blessing
State.
The pass was directed to Barnes, Tom, but Blessing King got in the way, thought it was to her, and actually deflected it out of bounds. So an unforced turnover.
Number 8 on the Eagles, Parker. Gets it to Anderson on the left wing. She'll skip it across to Parker. Jumper from about 17 is nothing but net. 39-32 TSU. That's the largest lead of the day for the Tigers. And another turnover on the other end as the entry pass is deflected away. Here comes St. Andre. Smartly will back it back out. Didn't have the numbers. So Tennessee State, the leather and the lead with 6:43 to play in the third quarter. St. Andre dribbles down the arc to the right. Now back up top to the left. Out to Anderson. Finds Williams. Low block to Cole. Her shot blocked and taken out of the air by Katie Novick. She quickly comes the other way. 3-on-2 break. Barnes, three-pointer off the iron, high, no good. Novick, the offensive rebound. Her putback try off the bottom of the backboard. Scramble on the floor for the rebound. Ball still not claimed, and it's out of bounds off of Novick on the baseline. Soderlund will check in for Novick during the break, and Shannon and Kennedy Davis check back in for Tennessee State. Anderson and Williams will get a breather for Coach Ty Evans' squad.
After this possession, if TSU runs it down, it'll be over 2 minutes. Morehead State has not scored.
Entry pass picked off down low by Blessing King to Charles. Eagles streaking the other way, 4-on-3. King tried to penetrate, but a blocking foul coming on Tennessee State. And that's Kennedy Davis picking that one up. For Davis, that's her first personal.
King is down, and trainer Kyle Wolf is going to have to go out and see her. Her looked like her left knee kind of buckled as she went down, and not a good sign here. She is in severe pain on the floor, it appears. Maybe her right knee. It was one of the knees, it looked like.
She is flexing both knees.
She is on the...
And she did get up under her own power. She's grimacing now as she makes her way to the MSU bench, thankfully not needing any assistance, so hopefully nothing too serious. Looks like Paris McBride off the bench to replace Blessing King. We've talked about how important she's been on the boards for Morehead State. Leads the OVC and fifth in Division I in offensive rebounding. Double-digit rebounds in four of the last five games. Eagle basketball at Soderlund, who travels. He's going to pass to Haley Rhodes out top. Saw the passing lane breaking down and dragged her pivot foot. Hannah Hicks will check back in for MSU. And here come the Tigers on offense. Davis out to Zion Shannon between the circles. Guarded by Charles. Floats to her left. Passes back to the right to St. Andre out high on the right side. Ball jabbed out of her hands and out of bounds by Charles. TSU will inbound near sideline with 13 on the play timer. Inbounds comes to St. Andre out top. Goes to Shannon. Out top to Davis. To Parker. To St. Andre. Drives against Barnes. Gets it off down low to Lyric Cole, and she'll lay it up and through. Lyric Cole now with 14 points to lead all scorers. And it is now a 41-32 TSU lead, and Morehead State wants a timeout. And that will extend to a media with 5:15 to play. Third quarter, Tennessee State has extended its lead to a game-high 9, 41-32 over Morehead State. We'll step out and come back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. USDA bonus pork loin chops are just $1.99 a pound. Dole salad blends are only $3. Four banquet pot pies are just $5. And the large 24-ounce container of Our Family cottage cheese is only $3. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
5:15 to play, third quarter at the Gentry Center on the campus of Tennessee State University, and the homestanding Tigers lead the blue and gold of Moorhead State 41-32. 6-0 run for the Tigers have ballooned that lead to their largest of the day.
And Tom, St. Andrew is clearly TSU's best player, but I think one player that's been even bigger factor today is just made the last basket is Lyric Cole. Do you agree?
I agree. I do. She's been a factor with her low post points. Offense, but also seven rebounds.
TSU out-rebounding Moorhead State 26-20. Again, we mentioned King has not been able to. Blessing King, he usually gets a lot of those offensive rebounds, but Moorhead State has not had a lot of shots, really. Both teams 37 shots, but the Eagles just 13 makes.
King still on the bench. She went down with what appeared to be a leg injury. Hannah Hicks on the floor in the low post for the Eagles right now. Eagle basketball. Veronica Charles to Haley Rhodes, high left. Crossover dribble, gets it to Soderlund on the left side. Bounce pass to Haley Rhodes, drives left baseline, scoops it off the window and through. So ends the scoring drought and cuts the TSU lead back to 7, 41-34. Kennedy Davis out top to Zion Shannon, guarded closely by Soderlund outside the arc. Shannon gets a high screen, drives left side of the lane, scoops it up, too short. Moorhead State rebound. I think it was Hicks that came down with it. Gets it to Charles, streaks the other way to Soderlund, catch and shoot, right wing three, bang.
Well, that's a boost right there, a quick
Eagles had
5
missed.
Point run.
Eagles were one of their last six from three-point range, so good to see the blue and gold find the range from long. Four-point TSU lead. They have the basketball. St. Andre drives the lane, scoops and scores.
That was set up beautifully with a double screen specifically for her.
Eagles pass ahead to Haley Rhodes. She'll get it back outside to Charles. Gets it off to Soderlund on the right wing. Dribbles back out up the arc. Now bounce pass to Charles. Low block to Hicks. And she's called for a travel. Had Soderlund open here on the near side. Tried to kick it out, but she took one too many steps before.
I think we have a media timeout.
Yes,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, that was the floating one earlier.
Yep. So we will step out with 3:44 to play. It's Tennessee State leading Moorhead State 43-37 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Welcome back to Nashville, Tennessee. Morehead State's women trailing Tennessee State 43-37. 3:44 to play in quarter number three here at the Gentry Center. A reminder that the Morehead State men will be in action right here on this same hardwood tonight, taking on the Tigers of TSU, two of the upper echelon teams in the men's OVC standings coming into tonight's play. The Eagles, number one in the conference. TSU a couple of games, or about three games behind, I guess, in third place. But certainly a formidable opponent for Morehead State, Coach Preston Spradlin's crew. Morehead State's women will be back in action on Saturday over in Cookeville, Tennessee, taking on the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles. Tip time for the women's game there, 2 o'clock. But we've still got about a quarter and...
quarter and a,
to play here.
Quarter and a third, I guess.
37 points for Morehead State, trailing TSU's 43.
One note, Tom, I noticed last time these teams played, there were 54 free throws taken, I believe. Today, a total of 9. And Morehead State didn't even take a free throw in the first half.
Pretty crazy change. TSU basketball. Shannon. Left point. Crossover dribble against Novick. Takes it in. Novick blocks the shot away, but got some body in the process. And so free throws coming up here for Zion Shannon after that Katie Novick personal, her third. So Zion Shannon. 7 points today. She's one of two from the stripe so far on the afternoon. It's the first one to roll a few times and fall.
Back just when it. The Eagles think they get a little run,
yeah.
It goes the other way. It just can't quite get to that point where they can get back tied or within maybe a possession.
It's much the same against Western Illinois in the last outing. Full court pressure. Eagles able to get it, but Matilda Soderlund apparently stepped on the sideline. Can't believe it as she holds her hands out in disbelief.
Oh, well, she, the Jessica Christopher, the ref, said when she threw it, it didn't hit the TSU player. She just threw it right off the sideline.
Huh.
So okay. Trying to throw it off, but.
Well, on the other end, Morehead State will get it back. Maybe Karma on the Eagles side. In transition, Novick lays it up and through. Nicely done by MSU.
Nicely done by Barnes to get the pass ahead.
45-39. TSU the lead and the ball. Anderson drives left side of the lane, puts an eye off the glass. No. Another offensive rebound for Cole, though. Out to Williams. Swings it around near side to Shannon, who hits the 17-foot jumper. Back to an 8-point advantage now for Tennessee State. King has it just across the timeline for Morehead State. Gives it to Barnes at the right hash. Back out to Soderlund. Holds the basketball. Puts down one dribble. Her bounce pass taken away by Shannon. She'll streak the other way and lay it up and in. First double-digit lead of the day for Tennessee State at 49-39. 2:05 to play in the third quarter. Eagles break the press. Haley Rhodes drives into the lane, scoops with the left hand off the glass and through. and it's timeout by Morehead State. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here.
First player in double figures from Morehead State, Haley Rhodes.
5 of 8 from the floor. Morehead State as a team has the percentage up to 41.5% for the game. Eagles shooting it at a 60% clip here in the third quarter, but losing ground. Once we look at Whitaker Bank by the numbers, they're hurt a bit by the fact that TSU has hit 8 of 12 shots, 66.7%. Eagles have tried only 2 3-pointers here in the third quarter, and TSU has not shot from outside the arc.
And they probably won't. That's not their game.
Right?
Their game is the paint, where they lead 34 to 18 in points in the paint. TSU does a good job of just moving the ball around and setting that one extra screen, and then it's a paint point opportunity.
That and points off turnovers, 16 to 8 for the Tigers, kind of paint the picture. Here comes TSU. Sanaa St. Andre splits the logo at midcourt to Cole, right back to St. Andre. Underhands it out top to Cole. Tried to get it to Williams, cutting underneath, but it's picked off by Haley Rhodes. Comes the other way. It's back tapped away from her and into the hands of Cole. Tennessee State, other end, Ebony Williams got behind the defense, got the pass and laid it up and through.
Well, Williams never went down the floor, just kind of cherry-picked back there. And
back to a double-digit advantage for the Tigers. Barnes passes by right to Charles. Working against St. Andre, passes back outside to Novick straight away. Gets it to the left side, jumper no good by Barnes. King's offensive rebound and put back is blocked away, no good. And here's Parker the other way for the Lady Tigers. Works it in against Novick. Pass underneath to Cole, lays it up too strong, no good. And King will go up for the rebound, but has her pass stolen by Shannon. Tries the reverse layup and got it to go. Wow. 53-41 TSU. 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Novick with the basketball. Floats it left side to Barnes. Jab step, now passes back out to Charles. She'll rotate back between the circles. Changes course, gives it up on the left point to Haley Rhodes. Drives the lane, scoops it up, no good. A lot of contact, no call. Fight for the rebound on the floor, and a technical foul called on Morehead State's Kayla Petrie, and I think she's got a legitimate gripe.
Yeah, she got absolutely knocked to the floor.
You told me this morning you had a dream last night.
Well, it wasn't a good dream.
Kayla
She's
Petrie.
Being held back now by one of the officials. But, I mean, that I think I'd be that mad, too.
Yep, that was definitely a missed call. The dream I was Kayla Petrie going to the locker room a little early. Let's hope that does not
fouls.
Come to fruition.
Yeah.
So it will be Sanaa St. Andre at the line for the technical foul shots. Eyes, fires, first one rims off, no good. St. Andre on the year, 79% free throw shooter. She's got 14 points today. Stays at 14 as she misses both of the technical foul shots. But the Tigers will keep possession. And they will inbound from midcourt far side. It will be Diamond Cannon triggering the inbound. She'll get it into the backcourt to St. Andre. She'll come back across midcourt through the center circle. Picked up right there by Veronica Charles. Jabs at the ball. Tries to come up with the steal, and as St. Andre and Charles dive for the loose basketball, a whistle. We'll see who gets the foul here. It was a 50-50 ball, and it's going to go against Veronica Charles. St. Andre still lying on the floor in the Morehead State front court to our left.
That one could have gone either way, honestly.
It sure could.
They were both going after it.
That's why hesitated as I did because it was a 50-50 ball and just wasn't sure which way that would go. St. Andre being tended to by a member of the TSU training staff.
I don't know what will go on here, but there is a there's a new OVC rule, Tom, about technical fouls that you accumulate during the season. I don't know if that, I think that might be number three. There is a penalty in the league for accumulating three technical fouls this year.
St. Andre's really back out.
She might have got hit in the face, I think.
She might have. Trainer Kyle
probably
Wolf,
some blood
from
over there,
State
I think.
Bench, yeah. Also on the side, or tending to St. Andre. I think it was some gauze that the TSU trainer retrieved from the Tennessee State bench.
She's really in pain. It's got to be some blood. Might be some blood on the floor, even.
Let's step out. We'll take a one-minute break here as they tend to St. Andre. 53-41, Tennessee State leads. 10 seconds to play third quarter here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
St. Andre has come to a sitting position and now has helped to her feet. She's holding a towel over the left side of her face as she...
Probably could have been a cut over her eye or something like that.
She's slowly making her way back to the TSU bench.
Tends to bleed. I know there was some cleanup of some blood on the floor over there by our trainer, Kyle Wolf. And
she has 14 points today. She has been a monster of late, last five games, averaging 25 points a game and has not scored less than 18 points over that stretch. Upped her scoring average over five games from 11 to 15 for the year. Resuming action, Caitlin Anderson will take matters into her own hands. Drives to the right side, lays it up and through, and that's how quarter number three comes to an end. And it ends with Tennessee State enjoying its largest lead of the day. 55-41 over Moorhead State. We'll take a break and come back with quarter number four after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisps, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake?
Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
One more quarter to play here at the Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's Tennessee State enjoying its largest lead of the day so far over Moorhead State, 55-41 in OVC women's basketball action. Tom Lewis along with Matt Schabert. Matt, Moorhead State came in with one of the best field goal percentage defenses in the league. Tennessee State, the worst field goal percentage offense, but they flipped the script today.
They had. That was one of our key flip the script. We thought it would be for Moorhead State, but TSU scoring 40 points in the paint. If you're shooting that much in the paint, your percentage probably going to go up. Also, Moorhead State, math would say you leave poor shooters alone, but the mid-range jumper, especially for Shannon, has been on today, and that's really been the difference.
Eagles do have the basketball to start quarter number four. Melissa Secchiaroli on the floor, gets it to Haley Rhodes, to Barnes. She'll come back up the arc a ways, gets it to Hall straight away, hands it to Charles, to Haley Rhodes on the left point. 15 to shoot. Rhodes dribbles, penetrates, kicks out to Charles, three-pointer, bottom of the net. Good start for the Eagles here in the final quarter. Back to an 11-point game, 55-44. Anderson the basketball to Akins. Now out top to Diamond Cannon. Left-handed dribble down the arc to the left. And a steal as Charles is able to take it out of Akins' hand. She'll streak the other way. Gets it into the lane. Tried to kick it out to Skylar Barnes, but she can't control, and it's out of bounds to TSU. Good idea, but Barnes not ready for that pass. Eagles now with 17 turnovers on the day. Make it 16. Here come the Tigers the other way. Anderson, right side of the lane, high off the glass, scoops it, no good, but rebound comes out to Akins. Entry pass is deflected by Michaela Hall. It's out of bounds off of her fingertips on the baseline, and Tennessee State will keep it. Katie Novick checking back in for Moorhead State, and Secchiaroli back to the bench.
Veronica Charles now with a season-high 5 steals.
Came into this game second in the OVC in steals. Cole with the entry pass on the inbounds, misses the turnaround in the lane. Novick the long rebound, finds Haley Rhodes in transition. Her layup contested, no good. And the rebound to Akins, gives it up to Shannon the other way for Tennessee State. She'll get it back out to Anderson, who will hold the ball between the rings and settle things down. To Saniya Parker on the right wing. Entry pass to Cole on the block. To Shannon, drives left side of the lane, has her shot blocked away, but a whistle and a foul on Moorhead State. That will go on Haley Rhodes. Rhodes just picked up her third. And that results in free throws for Zion Shannon. Shannon came on in the third quarter and now leads all scorers with 15, make it 16, as she hits the first of two free throws. And extends the lead to a dozen for the Tigers. Now it's a Baker's dozen. And Ebony Williams will check back in for Coach Ty Evans' TSU squad. Akins to the bench. Eagles to come 94 feet. Charles takes the inbounds, gets it back to Novick, who comes up the left side across midcourt. She'll keep trucking into the lane, but her attempted pass deflected away, out of bounds. But Novick was the last to touch, and another Moorhead State turnover. Tigers get it across midcourt. It's Shannon working against Novick. Novick with three personal fouls. Now Anderson rotates to the left hash, comes around a screen, but gets cut off by Charles trying to penetrate. Out to Parker at the top of the key. She'll back it outside the arc. 8 to shoot. Parker working against Novick. Gets a screen from Cole. Pull-up jumper way off to the right. Michaela Hall the rebound. Ahead to Novick. One-on-one against Williams. Scoops with the left hand. Up and good. 57-46 Tennessee State. Anderson into the front court. She'll dribble between the rings against Charles. Gives it off up top to Williams, who finds Shannon on the right point. Working against Novick. Around a Cole screen. Pull-up jumper left elbow. Air ball might have been partially deflected. Barnes pulls the ball out of the air, and she'll dribble it into the front court herself. Takes it into the lane. Gets it off the Hall from the left side, and she'll lay it up and in. And a timeout called by Tennessee State coach Ty Evans. And that will be extended to a media timeout. 7:20 to play, fourth quarter at the Gentry Center, and it's Tennessee State leading Morehead State 57-48 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals. Serving farmers since 1918.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. Hillshire all-natural lunch meats are just $4.49 a pack. Sargento shredded or sliced cheese is only $3. And speaking of just $3, the 16-ounce can of Pillsbury Grands biscuits is also only $3. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA. Downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Morehead State has cut its deficit back to single digits, Matt, as we look inside the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State 3 of 4 from the field here in the fourth quarter so far. Tennessee State 0 of 4.
Morehead State doing a good job distribution, too. 14 assists on 20 baskets, and 8 different players have an assist today.
Wow.
It's usually not the case.
Tennessee State will have the basketball as we resume. They'll inbound from the far baseline to our left. Leading by 9, 7:20 left in regulation. Inbounds comes to Anderson. She'll bring it through the center circle. Picked up by Novick defensively. Angles down the arc to the right of ways. Now back up to the left. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it out to St. Andre on the right wing. Entry pass on the bounce to Cole. In the lane, turnaround jumper. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound tapped into the near corner where Charles will track it down. She'll come the other way. Gets it to Barnes near the right hash. Circles into the key. Now out to Novick on the right wing. She'll back it outside the arc with the left-handed dribble. Now to Barnes on the left point. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks to Novick. Left open for a three. It's too strong. And Cole, another rebound for TSU. She now has a double-double with her 10th board of the day, along with 14 points. St. Andre, the basketball, just inside the center circle in the offensive end for Tennessee State. Working against Charles. Behind the back dribble, pull-up jumper from near the right elbow, and it's good. St. Andre now with 16 on the day. Charles, left wing three for Moritz State. Splash. Charles now into double figures with 11. She's 3 of 5 from deep. And it's 59-51 Tigers with just under 6 minutes to play. St. Andre with the dribble. She'll fade over near the left hash. Now tries to penetrate against Charles. Can't do it. Dribbles back outside the top of the arc and gives it off to Anderson working against Novick. Now to Williams. Has it taken away by Novick. She'll streak the other way. St. Andre trying to make up ground but can't. And Novick will lay it up and through, cutting the lead to 59-53. Novick now with 7 points. Ebony Williams gets it to St. Andre. Top of the arc. Entry pass down low to Saniah Parker, and a whistle and a foul on Moritz State's Novick for a reach-in. Anna Hicks checks back in for Moorhead State, replacing Hall.
Number 4 on Novick.
Zion Shannon and Diamond Cannon check back in for TSU. Shannon and Cannon. Blessing King back on for Moorhead State, replacing Novick. Inbounds from St. Andre. Lofts it into the lane to Parker. Puts it up. Can't get the shot to go, but she's fouled. And that will be 2 shots for Parker. That goes against MSU's Skylar Barnes. Number 3 on Barnes. Saniah Parker, only 2 points today so far. She had 15 in the first meeting between these two teams. Gets the first free throw to fall. Parker, a 70% free throw shooter on the year. Second one is airborne, and it falls. Back to an 8-point Tiger lead. Novick right back onto the floor, replacing King. Eagles trail by 8.
Actually, they shouldn't have let her in because no time went off the clock. Oh, well.
Novick picked up in a double team at midcourt. Bounce pass to Barnes. She's trapped. Loses the ball. Scramble for it. Barnes comes up with it. Gets it to Haley Rhodes. She'll drive left side and just dribble under the basket to the right side. Gives it up to Charles on the right point. Now to Novick. Left side. Drives against Cannon. Oh, spins off. Looked like it was going to fall. Spinned out. Fight for the rebound and a foul on Tennessee State's Lyric Cole going over Novick's back. Lyric Cole just picked up her 2nd. Diamond Cannon checks back out. Ebony Williams back in for the Tigers. Eagles will inbound from the baseline to our left in the front court. Novick gets it into Rhodes in the left corner, out to Barnes, to Novick out top. Gets it off to Charles. She'll put down the left-handed dribble just outside the top of the arc. To Novick in the near corner, three-pointer too short. Barnes gets the offensive rebound. Her putback is no good, but she's fouled, and she'll get freebies. That will go against Saniah Parker of TSU. And for Parker, that's number 3. Blessing King checks back in for Moorhead State. Novick to the bench. So Skylar Barnes trying to hit double figures in scoring here at the line. Misses on the first try, though. Way too strong off the back of the rim.
State only 1 of 4 on free throws today.
That's 4.
And Barnes has shot all of them.
Yeah. 2nd one up. Make it 1 of 5. A long rebound caroms out to Parker. She'll dribble across midcourt. Gives it up to St. Andre, standing in the TSU logo.
Could have cut it to a 2-possession game. Those are the types of things that win and lose games right there.
Exactly. Here comes Shannon floating into the lane. Bank shot goes. And instead of a 2-possession game, it's back to a double-digit lead for the Tigers. Big swing right there. Charles drives into the lane. Got it off to Hicks, but she's tied up by Lyric Cole. And on the alternating possession,
I think it stays with Moorhead State.
You're right. Can't see the arrow from our vantage point. Michaela Hall will check back in for the Eagles. Hannah Hicks to the bench. 4:09 to play here in the fourth quarter.
TSU ball.
Full court pressure, but the Tigers handle it easily as Shannon dribbles into the front court out to St. Andre in the center circle. Guarded by Veronica Charles as St. Andre floats to the left hash, now back to the free throw line. Gives it off to the curling Shannon, drives in against Rhodes, floater hangs on the rim, won't go. First tip try won't go. Charles will get the long rebound and streaks the other way for Morehead State. Jump stop in the lane, scoops it up, won't fall, but she's fouled.
I think St. Andre is going to pick this one up.
And if so, that's her third. And it is. So Veronica Charles to the line. 11 points to lead Morehead State today. Five steals, as Matt said, a season high for her. Five assists as well, three rebounds. Her first trip to the line today, and it's short. Eagles now 1 of 6 from the free throw line on the day. Charles came in shooting 81.7% from the line. Second one up. This one's on the money. Back to single digit, 63-54. Full court pressure by Morehead State. Tennessee State gets it into the hands of St. Andre, and she'll walk it across the timeline through the logo against Charles. TSU content to run some clock at this point, up by 9. St. Andre pull-up jumper, left angle, got it to go. 18 points now for St. Andre. Eagles ahead to Barnes. Thought about the jumper, saw Haley Rhodes, and I think changed her mind, but Rhodes was setting up the rebound, and pass goes out of bounds. A Morehead State turnover, number 19 on the day.
Well, they gave that a shot and a block.
Did they really?
It was hard. They probably had a different angle. That should have been just a turnover.
Yeah. Charles jabs the ball out of St. Andre's hands, out of bounds on the inbound.
Because if it was blocked, it should have been Morehead State's ball.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah. St. Andre streaking ahead of Charles, gets it into the front court, keeps trucking, lays it up, can't get it to go, but an MSU foul coming, and St. Andre will go to the line. That will go on Haley Rhodes. And for Haley, that's foul number 4. So she joins Novick with 4 personals. So Sanaa St. Andre back to the line. She has now scored at least 18 points in 6 straight games.
She's down again.
Sure is. This time it looks like something to do with her leg or ankle.
Ankle. They're trying to look at her ankle. She's, well, she's got a bandage over her eye. Earned everything today.
She sure has. Been a warrior.
She's a good shooter.
She's 9 of 11 from the field today. She missed her only 2 free throw attempts earlier. 3:01 to play. Morehead State trails by 11. Make it 12 as St. Andre hits the first of 2. She'll try to extend the Tiger advantage back to a Baker's dozen with this one. No good, though, and Novick the rebound for Morehead State. Under 3 minutes to play. Eagles need points. Novick drives, scoops, can't get it to go, but Lyric Cole, slow to pick her up defensively, called for the foul. We'll put Katie Novick at the line. Novick has struggled mightily from the line of late. 4 of her last 14 over the last 2 games coming into this one. And this will be her first trip to the stripe today. Her season free throw percentage down to 63.5%. First one up, gets it to go. After that Western Illinois game when she struggled terribly at the stripe, after the game she spent a lot of time at the line shooting free throws. Misses the second one here. And it's 66-55 TSU, the lead and the leather. Shannon across midcourt, gets tied up by Skylar Barnes as they go to the floor. And official Ryan Durham steps in to shut down any potential extracurriculars. Morehead State will get the ball on the alternating arrow.
This is a very crucial possession here. You're down by 11. You've got to have some positive points right here.
Novick gets it in just across midcourt to Charles. Comes around a high screen from Hall into the lane. Lot of contact, no whistle. Charles misses the 14-foot jumper. Ball again on the floor. And Morehead State's Skylar Barnes grabs it and wisely calls a quick timeout. So Morehead State will keep possession.
Charles got the rebound lying on the ground, was able to push it over to Barnes, who was lying on the ground, and called the timeout.
2:35 to play here at the Gentry Center. Tennessee State leading 66-55 over Morehead State. The Eagles do have the ball. 18 seconds on the shot clock. But time is not Morehead State's friend right now. Eagles shooting 40% on the day, but roughly 45.5% to 46% here in the second half. Tennessee State only 30% from the field here in quarter number four. Morehead State trying to pull off a bit of a miracle here. They'll inbound near sideline to Novick. Catch and shoot three. It's an air ball. Cole will grab the rebound before the ball goes out of bounds. She'll get it to St. Andre. Slowly across midcourt. Tigers are as content to run clock as they are to score points right now. St. Andre finds the cutting Parker down low. Turn around in the lane is good. Just inside the restricted arc. Back to a 13-point advantage for the TSU. Novick. Skip pass to Charles. Out high on the left side. Step back three-pointer. Got it. V now with 15 on the day. 4 of 7 from deep. 68-58. The Tiger lead. St. Andre across midcourt working against Charles. Picked up by Haley Rhodes as she tried to drive. Pulls it back out near the right hash. Gets it to Shannon. Baseline jumper rolls home.
Well, that's all day today right there. That little jumper.
Mid-range game has been big for the Tigers today. Up by 12. Charles splits defenders. Finds Haley Rhodes. Far corner. Three-pointer rims off. No good. And Lyric Cole, another rebound for TSU. She has 13 today to go with 14 points. 1:15 to play as St. Andre crosses midcourt. Comes around a screen from Cole. Charles goes under the screen to stick right with St. Andre. She dribbles from hand to hand. 9 to shoot. St. Andre drives to the free throw line. Gives it off to Shannon. Lost the handle in the lane. Got it back. Scooped it up. Shot no good, but she's fouled. That's on Haley Rhodes, and that will end Haley's day. Fifth foul, she's disqualified from the game. Make it Michaela Hall, excuse me. Thought it was a 2-2, it was a 3-2. Free throw by Shannon, no good. She's now 5 of 7 from the stripe today, has 21 points to lead all scorers. Second free throw gives her 22. And she will check out. Anderson back on the floor. 56.3 seconds remain. And a 13-point Tennessee State lead. Eagles with the ball to come 94 feet. Charles across midcourt. Works the right sideline. And it goes out of bounds off of Charles. And another Morehead State turnover. Their 19th will give it back to the Tigers. 50.4 seconds to go. Tennessee State has led by as many as 14 in this game, currently lead by 13. Anderson to the curling St. Andre, out top to Williams. Morehead State sagging on defense, basically waving the white flag, but now we have a whistle and a travel on Sanaya Parker. She got double-teamed. And so TSU commits its 16th turnover of the day. Soderlund and Seki Aroli check back in for the Eagles. Hall and King will check out. 34.6 seconds remain. Charles takes the inbounds pass. Little extended pressure from Ebony Williams. Charles crosses midcourt, gets it to Rhodes at the top of the arc, drives, kicks to Soderlund. Corner three, across the top of the rim, no good, and Cole, another rebound.
They'll just run out the clock now.
Yep, shot clock is off, 17 seconds remain.
Fairly disappointing here today. Yeah. This could have been one But TSU, give them credit. They really did the things they needed to win this one.
Caitlin Anderson dribbling out the clock. It is now final, 71-58. Tennessee State knocks off Morehead State. In women's OVC basketball action this afternoon, we'll step out, come back with our postgame after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Back at the Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee, Morehead State's women fall to Tennessee State 71-58 this afternoon in women's OVC action. Joined now by MSU coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, your team put up a pretty solid effort today. Like you said, though, in the pregame, you can play a great game, but Tennessee State is the type of team, they stay close, and when they get hot, they're an awfully tough team to beat.
They're a really good basketball team. I kept using the term trap game before, and, you know, it wasn't that I thought that we weren't going to come in here and play well. I knew how good they were. They've played everyone close. They beat Little Rock here. They came back to almost beat Tennessee Tech. I mean, I told you, those mid-range jumpers are they're big time. And I mean, they made shots. What do we have here? For the game, 50% field goal. I mean, golly, man. Our 39%. Just stats, looking at it, points in the paint. When you get outscored 44-24. You can't win like that. That kind of contributes to that 50%.
Yeah.
You know, they're shooting at the block, at the logo, and we're shooting 4 feet behind the line.
Yeah.
The percentage is going to be a little different. Rebounds, something we've been great at. We were -9. Turnovers, we've been decent at. We had 3 more. But it was that third quarter that really killed us, 24-14. And then, you know, and this is on us. So, you know, we're an aggressive basketball team. I don't know specifically. We're one of the leaders in the OVC in free throw attempts. And first half we did not shoot a free throw.
Right.
And that's on us. We had, I believe, 16 threes. So
yeah.
That's not an officiating jab.
Yeah.
Okay?
For
the first half, that was not an officiating jab. That
right.
was us settling very
right.
much.
And Matt pointed out, you ended the first half on about a 4.5-minute scoring drought. You had 4 shots in that 4.5 minutes, and all 4 were 3-point attempts.
Yeah.
So.
Should have probably went man-to-man sooner. we're better in an up-tempo game, but they're so electric. I was hesitant, you know. I mean, you saw as soon as we did go man-to-man that we couldn't stop that straight line pierce to the basket.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was tough, but again, we're halfway.
Yeah. And still over 500.
Still have 5 wins. We just have to try to piece it together and stop the bleeding and figure out how to win. You know, we won some games on the road early that people probably said we shouldn't have won. Mm-hmm. Now we've dropped some in a row, and I told you about the parity.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a long season. That's why we play the games. Quick turnaround. Girls should be pretty excited to play Tennessee Tech. We spent a lot of time in the film room this week, and we had some refreshers on the effort plays of the game. There were plenty. And so hopefully we'll come out with a lot of fire. And our goal is always we want to win every one, but we always want to defend our home court, and then we try to split every weekend. So backs against the wall. We need to win one on Saturday,
But you know, a testament to how far this program has come over the last 3 years, Kayla. You look back 2 years ago; you had one win, and it wasn't even against a D1 team. This is only the second time that you have lost three games in a row, and actually, you came in with back-to-back losses for the first time since the first three games of this season.
That was when we were playing, you know,
and Power 5
fives
teams.
And all that.
Yeah, so
no, that's good, but you know. Nobody cares. You know, the only thing that matters is that win-loss.
What'd you do for me lately?
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate the nice sentiments, but at the end of the day, we're trying to win ball games. And the thing that's the most frustrating is we're capable.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they're 18, 19, 20-year-old kids that work hard. And I do appreciate you saying that because that we are building a culture, we are building a program, and we're doing it with good kids that want to win. And so, as much as I hate to lose, there's some kids in there in the locker room that hate it just as much.
Yeah. Well, keep your chin up. Have a safe trip to Cookeville. We'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Coach Kayla Petrie on the heels of a 71-58 defeat here at Tennessee State today. We'll take a break, come back, and take a little closer look at some of our scoring and stats as we continue our postgame here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
71-58, the final today as Moorhead State's women fall to Tennessee State in an OVC women's basketball matchup. The OVC, or the, excuse me, the MSU men will be in action here at TSU later tonight. Kind of a day-night doubleheader situation. Education Day for the women, and then the men will tip off at 8 o'clock Eastern time from here at the Gentry Center tonight. I'll join Chuck Mraz for the call here on the Eagle Sports Network for that one. Let's take a look at some of the final numbers in this women's game, brought to you by Whitaker Bank. As we go inside the numbers, MSU was 23 of 59 from the field today, 39%. 9 of 26 from three-point range, a respectable 34.6%. But only 3 of 9 from the charity stripe, 33%. And that was a bit of a difference down the stretch. The Eagles looked like they were going to maybe mount a bit of a comeback and then miss some key free throws down toward the end of the game. Tennessee State finishes an even 50% from the field, 29 of 58. Missed all three of their three-point tries, and they were a solid 13 of 18 from the stripe, 72.2%. Rebounding, it was a plus-7 advantage for the Tigers, 39 to 32 on the day. Turnovers, 16 against Tennessee State. Morehead State had 19 today. The Eagles did have 14 steals, which is among their highest totals of this season. Points in the paint, a big difference today, 44-24 for Tennessee State. And also fast break points, Morehead State won that battle 20-18. Turnovers, points off turnovers, 20-10 in Tennessee State's favor. Individually, Morehead State was led today in scoring by Veronica Charles. She had 15 points on 5 of 10 shooting. She also had 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and a season-high 5 steals as she tries to climb back to the top of the OVC steals category. Also in double digits today, 10 points apiece for Haley Rhodes and Katie Novick. 9 points for Skylar Barnes, 8 points for Soderland, and 2 apiece for King, Hall, and Sekiaroli. Blessing King held only 5 rebounds today, well below her season average. Tennessee State had a lot of heroes this afternoon. They were led in scoring by Zion Shannon with 22 points. She was 8 of 13 from the field. 19 points for Sanaa St. Andre, 9 of 11 shooting the ball today, and 14 points and 14 rebounds for Lyric Cole. Also 6 points each for Williams and Parker, and 4 points for Caitlin Anderson. Again, the final score, 71-58, Tennessee State over Morehead State. We'll take one more break and come back and wrap things up after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Back at the Gentry Center in Nashville, Tennessee, where Morehead State has fallen to Tennessee State's Tigers 71-58 this afternoon in OVC women's basketball action. With the win, Tennessee State improves to 6-13 overall, 3-6 in OVC play. Morehead State back to the 500 mark overall at 10-9 and 5-4 on the OVC ledger. Matt Schabert, Morehead State, a pretty decent effort today, but turned the ball over a bit too many times. Rebounding, they got out-rebounded by one of the worst rebounding teams in the OVC, and points in the paint. That mid-range game for Tennessee State today loomed large.
Yeah, it was just a little too much for the Eagles to overcome today. And like I said, credit Tennessee State. They played a good game. They really did. They had a good game plan. They did some things that they don't normally do, and they may have found some players that kind of played above their stat line today, and you need that sometimes. It's hard to win on the road. Morehead State has done it, but like in the OVC, it's hard to win on the road. But this game is over. You forget it. You go have a good meal. You get some rest. Maybe come back, watch the men tonight. You know, just forget about it. You split the season series. There's a lot to go. And you get ready for a good Tennessee Tech team. You can dwell on the fact, well, we've lost three in a row. We're falling apart, all that stuff. No, you don't think about that. You forget about it, and you turn around, and you win the next game.
Again, 71-58, the final score. Morehead State falling to Tennessee State today. The MSU men will be in action this evening at 8 o'clock against the Tigers of TSU right here on this same Gentry Center hardwood. And we will be on the air with pregame at 7:45. Chuck Moraz with the play-by-play, and I'll be alongside in the co-pilot's chair for that broadcast. And then the Morehead State women will be back in action on Saturday as part of an OVC women's men's doubleheader in Cookeville against Tennessee Tech. 2 o'clock tip time for the women's game, and we will be on the air with the women's pregame at about 1:45. For our studio engineer and producer, Ian Corbin, and my partner, Matt Schabert, I'm Tom Lewis. Again, your final score, Tennessee State 71, Morehead State 58. Thanks for listening here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.